obviously mental toughness is probably the biggest part of being a kicker. What did you learn in those 2 years where Miguel kind of took your spot?
Yeah, that's a very good question. You know, I became more mature as a kicker. I learned to appreciate, I guess, the off season and also a routine. So a routine on how to kick and also on how to improve. So being a kicker here, you're kind of your own self-coach.
Yeah.
So everyone has a different sort of body type and how they kick different. So I learned how to coach myself, you know, with the help of Coach Woods and also the other specialists. Miguel was a tremendous help in that, helping me learn how to kick different situations and also different types of balls. That's been a tremendous help. Let's take film of what we've done and see. So we have, you know, an app that you can slow down to I don't know how many times, but you can see like frame for frame for frame for frame all the way you're coming through the ball. It's very similar to a golf swing. So it's almost like replicating a golf swing. A big part of what I used to do is I was very up and down, kind of like a pendulum, and I wanted to change more. It's like a Nike swoosh with my right leg, if that makes sense. More of out and then coming up rather than up and up.
Did you worry that maybe you'd do something wrong? I mean, that maybe this won't work? I mean, is there a little bit of concern sometime when you change things around like that?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I feel like you always have a base to go back to, but, right. You know, all there's, you know, kicking is a game of inches, so you never know. Let's say my plant foot's an inch forward, that can impact the whole entire kick. It could flare out to the right. If it's an inch back, it'll flare out to the left. So, yeah, there's always things that you have to be, aware of.